Okay. Today is Daf Gimel of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're on Daf Gimel. We'll pick up. We're middle of a discussion that the Goyim are having with Hashem in the end of days. Some kind of mystical discussion that they're having with each other about why they aren't getting the reward that the Jews are getting. So in that discussion, it says like this. Ella, we'll start from Ella. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top.
What?
8 lines from the top. Ella. Lo malacha. She'ein mekablin aleim
schar. Before you start, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why are they saying it's like a coin gargle?
What do you mean?
It said before, you know. Yosek b'torah shuuk a coin gargle.
Right. Shafilu ovi kakam osek b'torah harehuk a coin gargle. He's like a coin gargle. Why? Because the coin gargle is the greatest Jew we have. So if a coin, by the way, Tosfos says, look at the second Tosfos. Shafilu Oved Kochavim, Shafilu Oved Kochavim, Osek B'Torah, Pirish, Sheva Mitzvot Shalahem. He studies Torah on the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Shabishar, Adailu Bishar Mitzvot, Amina B'Sat Hedrin, Perak Dalet Mitzvot, Oved Kochavim, Osek B'Torah, Chayav Misa. So what is he learning? He's learning Halachas Evim Menachai. That is a lot to learn. Okay. So, El Alom Alecha, Shem Lekabim, so what do you mean they don't get Tzchar? So they do. They do. So what do you mean they don't? Ella Alom Alecha, She'ein Mekabim Aleim Tzchar, Ki Metzuva Va'osa. They don't get Tzchar like a Metzuva Va'osa. El Lami, Ella Kimi She'ein O Metzuva Va'osa. Rather, like an Ein O Metzuva Va'osa. Okay? Okay, 1 second. Yeah. Damar Bichanina, Gedola Mitzuva Osa, Yoser Misha'eno Mitzuva Osa. Someone who does is a Mitzuva Osa gets greater schar than someone who's not a Mitzuva Osa.
Isn't that backwards?
Why?
Isn't that backwards?
No. So it makes a lot of sense.
And Mitzuva and he does.
Yeah.
Isn't that better than
it sounds? At first blush, that sounds true. If you think about it, it's 100% not true. Because. Oh, I'm going to have today. Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's 100% not true. Why? So Tosfos right here says, Pirish, the little Tosfos Gadol, Mitzuva Osa, Pirish, Mipnei Shehu Doeg Tamid Levat El Yitzro, Ulekayim Mitzvas Boro. Because you're worried about the Yetzihara. If you're not Mitzuva Osa, there is no Yetzihara. I don't have to do it. If you have to do it, there's the Yetzihara not to do it. If you don't have to do it, there's no Yetzihara. That's what Tosfos says. Right? So others say, similar ideas, if there's a responsibility on you, then there's a taiva or there's a struggle. No responsibility, so who cares? Yes, I understand what you're saying. If I don't have to do it and I do it, I'm such a tzaddik. That's true on some level, but in the deeper level, it's not true because when you're a mitzvah of osa, you have reasons not to do it. You have struggles not to do it. So, right? Okay. Now, the goyim have another taina. Ella, Kach omrim of the kachavim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what the goyim are going to say to Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, Yisrael shekablua heichen kibua. The Jews that accepted the Torah, they didn't even keep the Torah. Where'd they keep it? Amar lehem Kodesh Baruch Hu, ani meyid b'chem shekim v'sa Torah kula. I'll be meyid that they kept the Torah. Yeah, the whole thing. Amar lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, kula b'yish av shemed al b'no. Can a father testify on a son? Dechzev b'ni b'chor Yisrael. How could you testify? So Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmayim V'aretz, Ye'idu Behem, Shekim Mitzvot Torah Kula. The heaven and earth will testify that they kept the Torah. Omer Mufanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shmayim V'aretz, Nogin Be'edusan, She De'Negeh Be'edus. Why?
Because they were created by Kodesh Baruch Hu.
No, that's not why. Because their existence depends on us keeping the Torah. So they have a vested interest in saying they kept the Torah. How do you know that they have a vested interest? Shneamar, it says, Ve'eretz lo samti, V'omrim shur melakish, Ma'i dechziv, Ve'eve evoker yom hashishi, what's the hay over there? Malamed, She'ez na'kodesh baruch hu ma'i sabereshis. Hashem made a condition with my, V'omar, Im Yisrael makal baras haTorah, Mutav, if they accept the Torah, okay, then we'll have a Shemayim V'eretz. V'yom lav, and if not, Ani achzer etzchem l'tovavo. I'll turn the word back to Tovavo. Now, Shemayim V'aretz don't want to go back to Tovavohu. That was a pretty desolate, pretty dark place. They don't want that. They'd rather have a nice, beautiful world. So it's in their vested interest to test. Yeah, they keep the Torah of the Jews. So it's not fair. You hear this, Gemara? So, exactly. That's the going taina. Fine. Adam Chizkia, my dechziv, Mishmaim Hishmata, Din Eret Yira Vishakata. Im Yira, if they saw, Lama Shakta, why are they quiet? Vim Shakta, and if they're quiet, Lama Yira, why they see? Why they afraid? If they're afraid, Ela Vitchila Yira. First they're afraid. Ulvasov Shakta, and then they're quiet. That just further reinforces the question. So the Negev Eidus, the Shemayim Vart. Amol Hem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mikem Yavo. You yourselves will testify that the Jews kept the Torah. You goyim yourselves will make that edus. You're right. Forget Shemayim Varetz. You yourselves will do it. Right?
Well, the point they're also
no. Kul Yavo Nimrod. Nimrod's going to come. V'yeyin ba'avram shal ovar avodah kacham. Nimrod's going to come and testify that Avram didn't worship idols. Yavo Lavan. Lavan's going to come. V'yeyid b'Yakov shlo nechshad ala gezer. Lavan's going to come and testify that Yaakov was an honest man. Didn't steal. Tavo eshes potifera. V'teyid b'Yosef shlo nechshad ala vera. She's going to come and testify how Yosef did not sin. Yavo nevuchadetzar. V'yeyid b'chanani v'shal v'azariah shlo eshtachavu l'tzelem. They're going to testify. Nevuchadetzar will testify that chanani v'shal v'azariah did not bow down to the idol, right? So the Tosfos Rid asks, what about all the Jews who did bow down to the idol? Yeah, you're talking about the Avos, that though they kept the Torah. What about all the Jews who didn't? So some neighbor is going to testify about his neighbor, the Jew, right? The Goyish neighbor is going to testify about the Jew, how he didn't live such a good life, right? So what's going on about them? What about that? Yeah, you pick Tzadikim. You pick Tzadikim. Oh, Avram, Yitzchak, Avram, Yaakov, Yosef. What about all the other people? What? What are you talking about? I'm not talking about Tinnah Shneshba. We're talking about the guy's going to testify. What do you mean? My neighbor was a Jew and he drove a car in Shabbos. What do you mean? Not a Tinnah Shneshba. He's a Bal Taiva. We're not talking about those. There are plenty that they're not like that, right?
Correct.
So we're talking about those, right?
We pick the best of the best.
What?
We pick the best of the best.
Right, that's really the answer. The answer is, of course, you have Jews that don't keep the Torah. They have that. But you have the best of the best. As the Tosfos Rid says, by the Goyim, nobody's sincere. So nobody's sincere. So that's a big taina. On the Jews, yeah, you have people that sin. You have people. You have more people that don't. So, Yavo Dayavesh, the Yavesh will come. The Yaid b'Daniel shall bid the tefila. He'll testify that Daniel davened. Yavo Bildad Hashuchi v'Tzofer Hanamasi v'Elitha v'Timni. Now, if Elio ben Barchael Habuzi is in parentheses because he was a Jew, so the other three were not Jews. So he was a Jew. So we're talking about Goyim, right? They're friends of Eov. They were Eov's friends. So the Yay, they're going to testify, Behem should be Israel, Shekhaim was called Torah Kula. Shinemar, Yidnu Edeim, Vietzdiku. So, you're right. I can't testify. Shemayim V'Aretz can't testify. You yourselves will testify. Right?
Eov existed, he's Jewish.
Whatever he is, the point is these people are not Jewish. So the point is that it was a Tosfos Rid asked a good question. There are people that are not. They're not on this list over here of people that kept the Torah, because people don't. Not everyone does, but the vast majority do. Anyway, at least of religious people. Amru lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, Tnu lanu rosh v'nasena. You give us a leader, we'll also keep the Torah. We never had a Moshe Rabbeinu. Who'd you give us? You gave us a Bilam. What kind of chance do we have? Give us a leader. Amru lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shotim sheba olam. You foolish people. Misha Tarach be'erev Shabbos, Yochel b'Shabbos. If you prepare an Erev Shabbos, you'll have what to eat on Shabbos. Misha lo Tarach be'erev Shabbos, Mehecha nochel b'Shabbos. If you don't prepare an Erev Shabbos, why are you going to have food on Shabbos? Right? Ella, afal pikein, even though you didn't prepare, and now you're in the Olam Emes, and now it's the end of days, and you didn't prepare, and you didn't have all your Terutzim, I'll give you a mitzvah. Yesh li So your mitzvah afal pikein mitzvah kala yeshli. I have an easy mitzvah for sukkah shema. It's called sukkah. Rechuv asu asa. Go do it. Go do the mitzvah sukkah. V'chimatzas amarta hachi. Is that possible to say? V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechsev. It says in. I think this is in Shema. Right? Yeah. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. What I commanded you today. Hayom lasosam. Today I commanded you to do it. V'lo l'machar lasosam. Not tomorrow. Hayom lasosam. V'lo hayom lutel schar. Today you do it, but you don't get tzchar today. You get tzchar in the future world. So it's not even appropriate now to give you a mitzvah to do. It's too late. You have all the excuses. At the end of the day, it's too late. Right? So what's the answer to that question? Why is Hashem offering them a mitzvah now? Because I'm tight. Why is he offering them a mitzvah now? Ella she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'terunya imbriosav. Hashem doesn't come. How do they translate the word b'tirunya?
Excuses. To seek excuses.
To seek excuses. Hashem doesn't come to seek excuses in Briosav with its creations. With his creations. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Hashem doesn't come basically to torture you. Right? Hashem doesn't come to make your life miserable. So even though the goyim, it's too late now. Give him a chance. Hashem doesn't come to what?
To punish them,
to not give them a chance, to them be fair, all these things, right? So this one little line over here, which is in the middle of a story of an agadic story, is the makar of the following idea, which is a controversial idea. We all know this idea. No one knows where it comes from. If you have a sefer at home just on this idea, and they quote this Gemara, everyone knows you're never given. People say, you know, no one's ever given an asayon that you can't pass. Right? You only given a pekel you can deal with. Right. Whether it's a pekel about life or nisyonos in averos. You're never faced with an asayon you can't pass. You heard that before?
Yeah.
Everyone heard that. What's the makar for that?
Avram Avinu.
What's the makar for that? What's the makar for that statement? If you dig, the makar for that statement is his Gemara. That Hashem doesn't come to torture you. Now, does this Gemara fit that statement? Not at all. What?
You can make it fit.
As a matter of fact, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to come in a minute. Now, is that a true statement? That Hashem never gives you an assignment you can't pass?
That's what we always say.
What? We always say that, but there's no makar for it. No makar for it. So Rav Tzadik says, no, it's not true. You give me, there are nisyonos that you can't pass. And why would Hashem do that? Why would Hashem do that to you? First of all, you don't know which ones they are, so you can't. That's never an excuse for you.
Right.
That's first of all. You don't know which ones they are, so it's never an excuse. Oh, I couldn't pass that one. That was one of the ones I couldn't pass. Lucky me, couldn't pass that one. You can't say that because you never know. Why would Hashem do that? Why would he do that to you? I already give you something you can't pass. You're just not there. You just can't do it. Why would Hashem do that? That's a big discussion. Think about why would Hashem do that. Right? Tzadik says it in one place.
It
all boils out to this Gemara, this line of the Gemara. If you see sometimes, as a matter of fact, I was reading yesterday when I was in Israel, I bought a sefer on what's it called? Toma Devorah, written by someone in Yerushalayim. And I learned one like a page a day. And then he was talking about, Nisyonos, and he quoted this Gemara. Mamash yesterday I was reading it. Quoted this Gemara. Hashem doesn't come to torture you. Hashem doesn't do that to people. He gives you, it's a conventional approach, that Hashem only gives you things you can handle. Yeah.
I don't know why this Gemara isn't a non-starter. The Rebbein Shlom went to every Ummah Sa'olam before he gave the Torah to the Jews. He went to everybody and offered it to them, and they said no.
Right.
End of story.
Right.
Why isn't that? I mean, that's not even in here.
Right.
So by the way,
that was yesterday's daf. So by the way, now that you brought it up, I could say, so Waxman has an unbelievable var on that Gemara. Unbelievable. He says, they went to every nation, and every nation said, what's in it?
Right.
And he told them exactly what they didn't want to hear.
Right.
That's the one thing they didn't want to hear, he told them. Right? And then he came to B'nai Yisrael is not Savin Ishma. So why do you do that? Why do you tell them the one thing they don't want to hear? Let him tell them how nice it is, a Shabbos, unbelievable thing. Shot. Okay, by the way, you also can't murder. All right, I'll deal with that. No, but Dafka, the one thing that you don't want to hear. Why does him do that? You know this part?
No.
So Rav Waxman said, what? Because they asked.
What?
Because they asked. What's in it? What's in it? You know, I'll tell you what you don't want to hear. But Bnei Shalt said, not Seven Ishma. I'm asking what's in it. I'm a Kabbal at what it says. Such an unbelievable vart.
It is.
Such a good vart, yeah. Right? They asked, tell what you don't want to hear.
The Yiddish is a saying for that.
Yeah.
Kashus trade.
Exactly. So anyway, now, Vamai Karele Mitzvah Kala. Why is this called a Mitzvah Kala? Yeah. Sukkah. Mishom, you can quibble with this. Mishom, the less bech, chazar, and kiss. Doesn't cost any money. Now, it costs money to buy a sukkah. It's true, it does cost money to buy a sukkah. But.
And an estric. And an estric.
Estric's not on the list. Estric's not on the list. Theoretically, you can have a sukkah without costing any money,
yeah.
Right? You go to the river, you cut down some trees or whatever, and you have yourself a sukkah. It doesn't have to cost money.
That
doesn't have to be your sukkah. It doesn't cost any money. Now, so it's an easy mitzvah. Miyad, right away, kol echad ve'echad notel v'holech v'osa sukkah b'rosh gagal. Everybody makes a sukkah, the goyim make a sukkah on their roof. V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama b'tukufas tamas. Hashem makes it boiling hot like the middle of the summer, the dead of the summer. V'chol echad ve'echad mevayit b'sukkaso v'yotzei. And every guy kicks the sukkah on his way out. Can't stay in here, it's too hot. Shenemar, you guys go back to the air conditioning, right? Shenemar, like it says. Shenemar, ninatkes mos rosemo v'nashlicha imenu avosemo. Makdir. We just said Hashem doesn't torture you. So why would He give them a sukkah and then they can't stay in there, right? So the Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. Well, Rishon Yisrael Nami, Jews also Zimnin. Sometimes you have even by Jews, right? The Mashchale B'tkufas Tamas Ad Chaga, B'tkufas Tamas extends till Sukkis. The Havaluhu Taira, and also you can't sit in the sukkah. Right? It's too hot. By the way, I used to go to sukkahs with my cousins in Massachusetts, and we couldn't sit in sukkahs. It was 2 feet of snow.
Right? So right? In Canada. Canada, they had
to... What? They don't stay in the sukkah?
No.
It's very hot. So even the Jews have a tzar.
What about rain?
Okay, exactly. If you're mitzar, you're putter from sukkah. So the kasha is... We know this is just a thing. Why would Hashem tell them, go sit in the sukkah, but then they can't sit in the sukkah? Because it's too hot. So why would they do? Why would Hashem do that? Hashem doesn't want to torture you. So they complain. Hashem says, I'll give you another chance. Why didn't they give him a chance? So Gemara says, he, the potter, okay, it's true, the potter, 100%. But me, you have to kick it? You have to kick it on your way out? You don't have to kick it. When a Jew can't sit in the sukkah, the mamash upset.
Yeah.
Right? They're upset. Right? They want to sit in the sukkah. Miyad, right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev U'Mesachik Alehen. Hashem comes, and he's Mesachik. He enjoys. Who does he enjoy?
He laughs at them.
Shenemar, Yoshev Hashemayim Yitzchak. Amr of Yitzchak, Ein Tzchok Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Osa Yom Bolvad. That day, he laughed at them. Just that one day. Eke Demasni Lahad Rav Yitzchak Aha. Some say, Rabbi Yitzchak said the following, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lasid Lavo, in the future, Bon of the Kochavim, Umitzkairin. The Goyim are going to want to become Jews. Now, Umi Mekablin Minayu, are we going to accept the Jews? Are we going to accept Goyim as Jews? Va'atanya, Ein Mekablin Gerim, Limos HaMashiach, you're not Mekabal Gerim, we're not going to be Mekabal Gerim in the future. Kiyotzibo, Lo Mekabal Gerim, Lo Bimei David, Lo Bimei Shlomo. We didn't accept Gerim by David and Shlomo's times. Why not? Because everybody wants to be on the winning team, right? So what kind of thing is that? I want to be a Ger now. Now you want to be a Ger when we're winning, right? Ella, Shinatsu, Gerim, Gerurim. They're going to become Gerim on their own.
I don't understand.
How does that happen?
They just, here. Meniach Tvilin, Beroshayim, Tvilin, Bezoroseim. They're going to put on Tvilin. Titzis, Bibigdehim, Mitzvah, Bibischehim. They're going to keep all the mitzvahs. They didn't go to a bezin. Okay, so they didn't go to bezin. So what? They're going to keep all the mitzvahs. Kivin Shiroin, Melchemez, Gog, Umagog. When they're going to see the great battles of Melchemez, Gog, Umagog. Amalehen, Amah Basim. Why'd you come to be Jews? Amrum Lo, Al Hashem, Fal Mashicho. For Hashem and His anointed. Shenemar, Lama Ragshu Gaib, Ul'um Yav Gurik. For Cholechad, Menatek, mi mitzvaso, for holech. And everyone's going to...
go to
his own way. What?
They leave, they go their own way.
They go their own way, shenemar, and Yoshev, umasachek, and Hashem's gonna make fun of them, shenemar, Yoshev, bashamayim, Yitzchak. Yeah.
Why does he say that we don't laugh in front of Hashem? We say in Sheh Hamalos that we say before benching on Shabbos.
Yeah.
We say we'll laugh.
No, in the future we're going to laugh. No, it doesn't mean laugh. We're going to be so happy. Oz Yimale Tzchok Pinu.
Yeah.
Right? With the Geula.
It's the same word.
What?
It's the same word.
Right. So here it means to make fun. Right. Because what does it mean Hashem's laugh? So, okay, I don't know.
So
why does
the whole thing take place? Whole
yeah, no one knows. No one knows. No one.
It's also a holiday for the Goyim.
What?
What?
On behalf of them. On behalf of them. Someone says that. We're going to get to that later. So, now, Amar Yitzchak, Ein lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu tzchok el osi yom b'lvad. There was only that one day that was tzchok. Ein, is that true? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Shtei Mesir Rishos Harvi B'Hayom. There are 12 hours in a day. Shalosh Harishonos Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Osik B'Torah. The first 3 hours, Hashem sits and learns Torah. What does that mean, Hashem learns Torah? What does that mean? So the Chassam Sofer says such an unbelievable thing. Listen, after you have to read this to you. Rak HaKavana, Hashem doesn't learn Torah. What does that mean, Hashem learns Torah? She B'Shoz Elu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shoz Elu, Mashpia B'Chol Yom She Sechel Uvina L'Chol HaHogim B'Torah K'Osayom. Hashem sits and gives us the ability to learn. Hashem doesn't learn. What is Hashem learning? He's learning Baba Kama. He's learning the Fesech Avodah Zarah. No. He's giving us the ability to learn. Such an unbelievable part. What? That's what he does. Someone asked that question. One of the Rishonim asked that question. Hashem can do everything at all times.
Right,
so what do you mean? From 9 to 12, Hashem will sit and be my Shpia learning. Then after that, it doesn't make sense.
Afterwards,
he's busy with other things. That doesn't make sense to say such a thing. So you can give the answer. It's for us to understand. Because we can't understand doing two things at once, because we can't do that.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's written for us.
Women.
Well, yeah. Shnios, in the second part of the day, Yoshev v'dan es kol ha'olam kulo. Hashem judges the whole world. What does that mean? Look at the third Tosos. The second part of the day, Hashem judges the whole world. Shnios, Yoshev v'dan. Yesh omrim, some say, listen to this, ki lekach tiknu b'kedushas musaf lomer mimkomo hu yifen. That's why by musaf, we say in kedusha, mimkomo hu yifen b'rachamav, because he's judging now. Musaf is usually said after the first part of the morning. It's usually later in the day, right? Unless you go to hashkama, but usually not. So usually it's the later part of the day. He's going to reject this anyway. Usually it's in the later part of the day. It's the later part of the day. So during the later part of the day, when Hashem is judging, it's appropriate to say, Hashem, turn your rachem toward us, because He's judging us. So turn your rachem. That's why we say that in Kedusha. Ki stam musaf bishnios ba. Stam musaf, most people daven musaf already in the not the first part of the day. Va'az hu yoshev v'dan. Va'anu mispalin shiifna mekisei din l'shevach. So we ask Hashem, turn the rachamim toward us.
Isn't the conventional thinking, although it might be wrong,
yeah,
that Rosh Hashanah is the time we're really judged?
So it's a very good question. What does it mean we're judged every day?
It's not every day, only Shabbos.
B'chol yom v'yom, it says.
When do we say Musaf?
What? So we only say Musaf during Shabbos. When you say Musaf, that's when we say it in the second part of the day. That's when Hashem is judging. Hashem doesn't take a day off on Shabbos. That's when Hashem is judging. So at least we ask for rachamim. They says the ain't near, it's not true. The lamay de maskin and besamach, because it says besamach, but it's not going to be till tomorrow. That the rishonos yoshev v'dan lo yitachin. We're going to switch it tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to say that on the first part of the day he judges. So then davening musaf in the second, that doesn't make any sense, right? It's already too late. It's already over.
We're judged every day. Rosh Hashanah and
one second. Elavadei matbeah shel tefilahi. That's the matbeah of the davening of the kedusha. Why? Not because of this reason. Why is it? I don't know. Not because of that reason. So it's a machlokas if we're judged every day or only once a year. It's a machlokas. What do you do with this Gemara if you say you judged every only once a year? So we shouldn't talk about that. The Machlokes in Rosh Hashanah if we judged every day.
You rest on Shabbos.
What?
So you know this is an
idea that Hashem is mashpia the world every second, and if Hashem would not be mashpia the world every second, the world would not exist. Okay, you've heard that before?
Yeah.
You've heard that concept?
What's the show of ours?
Right. Every day Hashem is every minute, and if not, my son who was seven years old asked me, "What about Shabbos? How does Hashem be mashpia the world on Shabbos? Doesn't he rest?" I don't have an answer for him. What I told him was that before Shabbos, Hashem gives enough koach to last the whole Shabbos. Is that true? That's what I told him.
It sounds great.
It sounds good. I don't have an answer to that question.
Yeah, but that's really because Shabbos, for us here...
Yeah? Well, Hashem's in Australia.
Somewhere else isn't Shabbos anymore.
What about when Shabbos is there? Right?
Doesn't work.
Anyway.
So
Kivat Jeroesh and Eschayev Olam Kliya, Hashem's not so happy with the world sometimes, and he sees that really the world should be destroyed. Omid B'kithi Adin, B'yoshav HaKithi Rachamim. He changes from Din to Rachamim. Okay? Shlishis, the third part of the day. Yoshev V'zon is Kol HaOlam Kulo. He sustains the whole world. Mikarnei Re'emim, from Karnei Re'emim, which is some kind of large animal, Ad Beitzei Kinim. It doesn't mean the eggs of the Kinim, Rashi says. That's not what it means. It means an animal called Beitzei Kinim.
Well, it can't be, because it has five days of regeneration.
Right, exactly. What is that, right? Okay, very good. Revius, in the fourth hour of the day, Yoshev Umetzachek Im Levyasam. He rejoices with the Levyasam. What does that mean? What? So I'll tell you what it means. The I'm not sure who this is. There's a the Re of Barcelona wrote a pirush on the Sefer Yetzirah, and he says in that pirush, what is the Levyasan? What do we associate with the Levyasan? Lasid Lavo, Hashem's gonna make a big what?
A
Suda, and what's he gonna serve at the Suda? Levyasan. So what is the Levyasan?
Food.
No.
A fish.
It's reward. That's what Hashem's doing. He's giving out the reward for people. It's called Levyasan. That's the first thing you're going to get. It's going to be a big Suda. That's a good answer, no? That's what Hashem's busy with. He's busy with giving reward to people. He's getting ready for the reward. The people are going to get. It deserves reward.
No, it has to be fish because people want to eat meat. Yeah,
right. That's what it means. Lesachik and Levyasan. Shenemar? Levyasan? Zuyatarta? Lesachik? Bo. No, is that a good answer? Okay. What? What's she writing? What are you talking about? Well, you know what? You know what? That's one. By the way, one of the. You know the minute to eat fish on Shabbos? Does a minute? You heard of that such a thing?
Yeah.
You heard that minute? Why? Well, yeah. Why is there a minute to eat fish on Shabbos? Why do you start the meal with fish? Why?
Because
what? Some say that. Some say that. Some say because what you said. Because there's no shechita. So it's vaday kosher. No shilas. Start off your meal with no shilas. Do you like that answer?
If you're eating carp. That's only if you're eating carp and white fish.
Right. What do you mean? There's no shechita. There's no hak. There's no hashgacha. Go to the river, pull a fish out. Go eat it.
Can't eat every fish, though.
You still need to stop here with the carcass?
I understand. Much less hak with a fish than with meat.
All
right. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak. In Briyosav, so what do you see? You see that it's not true that Hashem is only Mesachik that one day. The whole life. So every day. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak. In Briyosav Mesachik. Al Briyosav. Ein Mesachik Osel Yolam Bavad. With his creations, it's all the time. On his creation, making fun of them, it's only that one day. Okay.
What day is that?
The final day, the end of days. When the Goyim are going to complain. Amr of Yanai. Amr of Achai. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak. From the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no more Schok by Hashem. Which, there's been more time in the world without the Beis HaMikdash than with. Even once the Beis HaMikdash came, only 830 years of history since Shlomo HaMelech with the Beis HaMikdash. There's more years than that without the Beis HaMikdash, right? Umanala and the Legis Chok, how do you know that? Ilem v'zichziv, v'ikra Hashem, Elohim tzivakos, b'yomahu, l'vchi, ulamispeid, ulakarcha. That day Hashem was crying. Dilma hu yoma, v'sulo, that day he was crying, not after that. Elo d'chziv, it says, imeshkachech Yerushalayim, if I forget Yerushalayim, tishkach yimini, my right hand should forget its cunning, yeah? Tidbach l'shoni l'chichi, my tongue should cleave to my palate, everyone knows it. Imlo ezkerechi, if I don't remember Yerushalayim. So what did we just do here? Right? That means that Hashem is always sad. Right? How do you get that? So Tosfos says, Meshechech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, Pashtei Dekra, I'm a simple Jew. I open up at Tehillim and I read that Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says that if Meshechech Yerushalayim, it means that Hashem is sad every day because, no, Pashtei Dekra means Ki Kach. If I forget Jerusalem, Shinashir Shir Hashem Alad Mas Nechar, right? We used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, now we're singing on foreign land. Tishkach Yimini, Lenagin, Bekinar, right? I shouldn't sing anymore. If I'm going to sing in a foreign land, that's what Rashi says there in the Pasuk. Look at that Rashi, it's a famous, very interesting Rashi. I'm going to sing in America, but then I'd never be able to sing again, right? I'm going to sing somewhere else? That shouldn't be. I don't have Yerushalayim. I'm singing some other song, some other thing. So that's the passion of the Kra. So what are we saying over here? It means it's talking about Hashem. That Hashem said all the time because it's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says. What's Pshat in that? So the Marshat says something brilliant. He says the entire Perek of that Tehillim, one of the Shir HaMalos, is written in plural. Shom Yashavnu, we sat. Gam Bachinu, B'Zachreinu Es Tzion, when we remember Tzion. Then, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, it's in singular. Why is it in singular? Because it's talking about Hashem. No, because it's talking about Hashem. It's talking in plural. All of a sudden, that one Pasuk is in singular. So it says, it's talking about Hashem. Why is it in singular? Every Jew said, we sat and wept on the rivers of Babylon, right? We all did that. That one pasuk is in singular. That must be talking about Hashem. This is an interesting part, no?
Way.
What? Right.
Way.
Anyway, so what does it have to do with being, what does it have to do with now? Dilma, shicha hudaleka, no shicha, abo schok mia ikka, but there's still schok, ella meha, hachishisi meolam achrish vesapek. I'm quiet now, Hashem says. I'm quiet because of the destruction. Now, Birviyas Mayavid, what does Hashem do in the fourth hour of the day? What does he do then? In the fourth hour of the day? The fourth quarter. Yoshev Umalamed Tidokos Shel Beis Rabban. He sits and learns with children. What children? Right? What children? What? Who died when they were young.
What?
Who died when they were young. How do you know that's what it means? Rashi says that. Doesn't just stop play, go to the kindergarten. It's children that died young. They stay by the Kisei HaKavod, and in the fourth part of the day, he learns with them. Shenemar, Esmi Yode Deav, Esmi Yavin Shmua, Gomule Michalav, Atike Mishadayim. Lemi Yore Deav, Lemi Yavin Shmua. Who's this talking about? Who's Hashem learning with? Legomule Michalav, Atike Shadayim. When they don't have any more people to sustain them because they're dead, Hashem's going to take care of them. Umeikar man havig migmar lahu. Before that, who taught them? I mean, the rest of the day, right?
Before the Churban,
correct? Iboy seima metatron. Some angel. Viboy seima hava ha'ovid. Both of them, right? Ubalayla mayavid. What does Hashem do at night? Iboy zema me'enya mama. Same thing. The world is split into four. The day is split into four parts. At night, the same four things again, right? Viboy zema rochev al kruv kal shalo vishat vishmona aser elef olamos. He traverses 18,000 worlds. Shenemar Rafi Alakim, Ribasayim, Alfe Shinan. Al Tikri Shinan, Ela She'enon. Don't read it Shinan, read it She'enon, that it's not, meaning Shnei Alafim is somehow gets to 20,000, and you minus the 2,000 of Shinan, El She'enon, it's not there, 2,000 is not there, so you're left with 18,000. What's this 20,000, 18,000? I have no idea. V'boy Seima. Yeah, I know. V'boy Seima, Yoshev, V'shomea Shira, V'pi Chayos. He listens to the Shira of the animals. Shinemar, Yomam, Yitzava, Hashem, Chasto, Ubalaila, Shir, Imi. Shiru, Imi. Fine. Armav Levi. What? Yeah, okay. No, it doesn't mean that. It means the earth. Armav Levi. Kol HaPosek B'divrei Torah. It means the angels? Okay. Okay, fine. It means the angels. Okay. Armav Shushla, where am I? Armav Levi. Kol HaPosek B'divrei Torah. Somebody stops learning Torah. V'osek B'tzicha B'teila. V'osek B'divrei Sicha. And he stops to talk about some nonsense. Ma'achin lo gechalei b'samim. We feed him hot coals. Shinemar, hakotfim, meloach, olai, tziach, v'shorech, b'samim, lachmam. Okay. Amar Shlakish, kolosei b'torah b'layla, filon Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech alav chut shal chesed b'yom. Hashem gives you a chut shal chesed during the day. Shinemar, yom mitzav Hashem b'chasto, b'layla, shiro, imi. Ma'atam, yom mitzav Hashem chasto. Why does Hashem give you chesed? Mishom, b'layla, shiro, Imi, because at night you sung my song, meaning you learned my Torah. Ikat Yomri Yomer Vishlakish Kolosei B'Torah B'Lamazeh. If you learn Torah at night, if you learn Torah in this world, Hadom Elalaila, which is like the night, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lov Chutz Al Chesed B'Alam Haba Shadom Al Yom. You'll get a Chutz Al Chesed in the next world, which is considered the day. Shneimar Yomer Mitzav Hashem Chasto. Fine. Amar Yudam Shmuel. My Dichsiv. What does it mean when it says Vatase Adam Kedagi Hayom? Kiremes lo moshel bo. Lama nimshalu ben adam kedagi hayam. Why are people compared to fish? Lama lacha. Ma dagim shebayam. Kivin she'on liyabasha. Miad mesim. They go on dry land. Right away they die. After they Yisrael. Kivin she'parashim. Midivrei Torah. Umin ha-mitzvos. Miad mesim. Right away they die. Right? Davar acher. Another pshat. Ma dagim shebayam. They have dagim. Kivin she'kidira. Alehem chama miad meisim. Even if they're in the water, if they go too close to the top, the sun's going to kill them. Is that what that means?
The sun shines upon them, they perish.
Kach bnei adam. So do people. Shekadra alehem michama miad meisim. If they go out into the sun, meaning they remove themselves from the protection of the Torah, they're going to die. Ibayzema lo alamazeh. Ibayzema lo alamava. Some say it means in this world. Some say it means the next world. Ibai say, lo ma'ba, lo ma'zeh, right? Means this world. What does that mean? In this world. Tav Rabbi Chanina, hakol b'dei shemayim, everything's up to Hashem, chutz except for mitzanim upachim, except for hot and cold. What does it mean, except for hot and cold? What does that mean? That means, if you go outside without a coat, and it's in 0 degrees, and you get cold, and you get sick, dude, why did Hashem make me sick? Hashem didn't make you sick, you made yourself sick.
Because you're an idiot.
Exactly. That's what it means, except for hot and cold. So if you're walking around in it's 100 degree weather, and it's very hot, you're going to get some kind of illness, don't blame Hashem, it's your own fault. Shedemar, tzinim upachim, b'derach ikesh, shomer nafsho, yirchak, mehem. Right? And Tosfos says, and second to bottom Tosfos, hakol b'dei shemayim, pirish, Kalam oros habos hala adam. Anything that happens to you, midei yom yom bidei shemayim. It's all from Hashem. You miss the bus. You catch the bus. You have a good deal. You have a bad deal. Your portfolio goes up. It goes down. It's all from Hashem. Ve'ein adam yochel laharchik minafsho. Man, you can't. Nothing you can do to stop any of that. Chutz except mitzirim upachim. Kar v'chom. Pachim kimo yom tar al v'shayim. Pachim blush and talmud yafas bluch. Nifa, Kabbalah, fine. Right, you can't stop it. That you can stop. You dress warm when it's cold. You won't get sick. Yeah, that's the next tosis. What's the difference between Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz B'Yerushimayim and Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz? So they're two different things.
But the Baruch Hu said it includes
there's another vort. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyerushalayim. What does that mean? That means you can't control where you were born, your parents, your siblings, all that. None of that's in your control. What can you control? Your yerushalayim, your Torah and mitzvah. You can control. That's what that means. Two different things. They're not related. Iboy seima, or some say olam haba. That this thing about the hat is the sun is referring to olam haba. Kedur b'shurim and lakish. Dar b'shurim and lakish. In Gehenna l'asad lavo, there's no Gehenna l'asad lavo. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu moti chama min artika umaktir. Hashem's going to take out the sun from its sheath, whatever that means, and let it shine. Rishayim nidonim ba. The Rishayim will get punished by it, will be judged by it. Tzadikim misrapim ba. And the Tzadikim will get healed by it. Rishayim nidonim ba. The Chsev, it says, Kihine hayom boer ketanor fahaya kol Zarit Zadim Chol Ose Risha Kash Vlad Osam Hayom Haba Arma Hashem Tzavakos Ashalo Yazov Lehem Shorish Vanaf. That's all one pasuk. Lo Shorish Bal Mazeh Vlovanaf Lo Maba. Right? And Tzadikim Misrapim Ba. The Tzadikim will be healed. The Chsiv, like it says, Vizarcha Lachem Yirei Shemesh Tztaka Umrapa Bekanfeha. Okay? Vlood. Not only that, they're going to delight in the sun. Okay, we'll stop here by Davar Acher. Another vart, another connection between us and fish. Stop here. Davar Acher. Everybody have a very good day.